always stopping to notice. And today I'm in a place that I always thought was called Gouda or Gouda, and very much associated for me with cheese, which it is. But I've been told by somebody who's from here that it's actually Gouda. So today I'm going to be wandering around Gouda in the Netherlands, which is in the west between Rotterdam and Utrecht. So I'm just going to be having a little general wander around because I don't know the place at all. So let's see what I can find. I'm in this, well, it's a little cobbled street. The cobbles are long and thin and mostly red coloured, different types of red. So they're like long bricks making up the pavement. It's a stunning tree, very broad trunk, dark, thick, and then these tiny green leaves surrounding it. And this lovely crown of branches. Right, let's go down this cobbled street. There's lots of leaves underfoot. You can probably hear them. But it's been wet, and this morning was so misty. Everything was seen through this layer of mist, and the mist has cleared a bit now, but it means that the leaves are quite damp. So this is all very, very watery place. Lots and lots of canals everywhere, and oh, look at that reflection. That is just going to take a photo. So there's a building across the canal from me, and it's got these lovely warehouse-style large windows in it, and the surface of the canal is so still, and so the reflection of the building is perfect in the water, really, really lovely. What is that? Oh, look like chickens sitting on something in the water, moving back and forth, but it's these scarves that have been hung over the balcony, and they're moving in the wind a bit, and then moving in the reflection as well. They're not chickens. What's really nice is that lots of leaves have fallen on the surface of the water, and they're all the autumn colours, yellow and gold and orange, and they're resting on the surface, and there are a few water lilies as well, a few water lily leaves left from the water lily season. It's a woman pushing a bicycle and agreeing very much, I think, with what the guy next to her is saying, or he's agreeing with her. There's a woman on a mobility scooter in an incredibly pale lemon-coloured coat, and she's got her white hair has been dyed lilac. She's zipping along this cobbled street. I've just seen that hanging on wires across this street are wheels of cheese. Presume fake ones. Just in case you might forget your own car there. There's a car driving past. And two teenage boys on bicycles just cycled past, very relaxed, one-handed cycling. Both of them have got a clear bag of croissants that they're holding, and they're eating the croissants while they cycle. A woman in pale grey hijab cycles along the cobbles past another woman striding in the opposite direction in very gold boots. Oh, there's a lovely dog sitting between two men having a conversation. The men are having the conversation, not the dog. And the dog has this long, fair, creamy marmalade-y coloured fur. Looks like it's kind of dripping off him to the ground. Thank you for joining me for part one of my tiny taste of Gouda. If you want a much larger serving of outdoors audio, you might like to try Folk on Foot. In this gorgeous series, fellow British Podcast Award winner Matthew Bannister brings together his three passions of music, walking, and telling stories in sound. Join him for longer walks with amazing folk musicians, talking and even playing in the landscapes that inspire them. Here's a short preview.
I'm Matthew Bannister. On my award-winning podcast, Folk on Foot, we travel the length and breadth of the UK and Ireland, taking you to the most extraordinary places.
The ancient pagan Celts used to call places like Sandwood thin places. Places where the distance between heaven and earth was very short.
As we walk and talk with the finest folk musicians, you'll be immersed in landscape, history, and the natural world.
In English lore, the curlew is one of the seven whistlers, along with the golden plover, which is another bird you would hear here. Here he comes, gosh, he's so close. Amazing.
And recorded in each location, there is always beautiful, transcendent music.
Would you search through the loamy earth for me? Climb through the briar and bramble.
There are more than 60 glorious episodes of Folk on Foot for you to discover wherever you get your podcasts. So start your escape into our world now.